Hey guys, Dr. Ben here. Welcome to a Power Pack Brokerpreneur Bite. Get ready to dive into proven strategies for recruiting top talent, retaining your best agents, and skyrocketing sales in the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, of course, Dr. Ben Spears, along with our real estate guru, Matt Vye. Join us as we unravel the secrets to take your brokerage to new heights. Let's dive in.
So I can't believe you reeled me into this. Train. You have to train the agents. You have to be responsible for training the agents. You have to take your training seriously, right? And I mean, we've talked about in another podcast, you know, you need to journal your training and all that kind of stuff. But we talked to Annette. We talked about journal training, right?
Absolutely.
With Annette Bryant.
Yes,
when she was
that.
On. Yep. So you have to make sure you're training. But here's what you need to make sure that you're doing whenever it comes to training. Your targeted audience has to make sure that they know that not only do you offer the training that is the core of what you would call training to be, right? Your contract stuff, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But they also need to know that there's next level stuff going on. They need to know there's mastermind stuff going on, right? So yep. So your new agents, they need something completely different than your first, second, third year experienced agents. Different than your team leaders, different than all that, right? Yep. They all need something very specific to where they're at. But let me say this really carefully, right? Don't ever overestimate the importance, or would it be underestimate? It would be underestimate the importance of making sure that everybody's got the fundamentals.
Yeah.
Right? So here's how I would approach that for what it's worth. I would have my fundamentals be somewhere that, you know, sales meeting, something like that, so that everybody's getting it. So you're not pointing to that experienced agent and saying, hey, no, you can't put a yard sign in the yard until you got a signed listing agreement, even if you've been doing this 40 years. You can't do that, right? It makes it very difficult, and it's, right, insulting and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes they just get in a hurry and their circumstances and all of those things. That's the kind of stuff you say in front of the crowd. Right. Go download our sales meeting guide. Sales meeting guide talks about, you know, how to put training into there so that it's integrated in it. And then you just have fundamentals of what's going on inside that training guide. But you also need to have the other specific stuff. And you need to tell everybody when you're recruiting in the interview process. You need to tell everybody when you're recruiting. Okay, so let's say Ben is an $8.5 million producer like he did in his first year in real estate. Right. Let's say we're on year two. So, I'm going to talk about new agent training with you because I want you to understand we're in a training environment. I also want to talk about training for where you're at right now. And I also want to talk about training for you going forward. Okay. So I would say something like, well, you know, Ben, we do have a lot of training that I know is going to be really beneficial. You know, I know you're not a new agent, but we do make sure that new agents that come on board here, they get these five things because we think those are fundamental in their training. You know, you're welcome to take that if you'd like to take that. Of course, I know your experience, you might not necessarily need or want to take that. I'm not going to require that you take that, but I just want to let you know that part of our organization, we take training really seriously. And so those are some of the things that our new agents are going to experience. Now here's where you're at with this. Here's some of the training that we typically offer people that are in this production point or do this many transactions a year or whatever it is, however it breaks down with you and your specific situation. Is there any of this training that you think would really be beneficial to you? And then after you have a little bit of conversation, you'd say, well, you know, if you decide that you want to create a team, or you've already got a team and you decide you want to take it to that next level, you know, I would be happy to train the agents up to a certain point that you've got in there. If you want me to, or you can do it, we can assist however you want to assist. Plus, I'd also like to get you in some mastermind groups just so that you can kind of collaborate with other people that are killing it just like you are.
Yeah.
So I've talked about training all the way across the board. Right. So I've talked about brand new all the way through. Okay. So some of the times experienced agents, you're going to hear this and this is going to be a lot. Okay. Remember, I've done thousands literally of interviews. Okay.
Right.
So you're going to hear this a lot more than you think you're going to hear this. You know, I really would, it wouldn't hurt me to go back and take some of that training. You know, I just kind of like a refresher. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that and what they're basically.
I can believe that. I mean, the people, your most successful people never stop training.
That's right. And they know that they can go to a 2-hour class and they can learn one thing in that 2-hour class that makes them thousands of dollars over their career.
Yep.
They know that. So what you have to do is you have to make sure you put that on display and you don't tell them things like don't train.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I mean, I've spent this entire podcast giving you nuggets on how to fail. And it seems as though, you know, Matt is just sold on you guys succeeding.
You know I am.
And So, you know, we'll see where this takes the podcast, you know.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe next time, you know, we'll see. You know, maybe
I could
back.
Be negative Nelly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't know. No, you're not negative Nelly. So guys, just reiterating, of course, you know, we you know, there's a lot of joking going on in this. We talk, you know, five ways to make sure that you fail, but let's really recap really quick those five ways actually that cause people to fail, but you know, we really want you to succeed. So, you know, let go of some of the process. You know, you don't put all of it on your plate. There's just one of those things where, you know, if you can find someone else who can at least do it at 80% the way that you do, it's oftentimes gonna get the job done, right? And it's gonna make you more effective and more efficient.
And depending on their skill set, they might end at 110%.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Absolutely. So. You know, it's tough for people to look at people and say, man, they're better than I am.
Yeah.
You right. know what I mean?
Especially competitive people. Sales has a lot of competitive people.
That's exactly right. You know, make sure you have a long-term plan. You know, don't go into those, you know, 60, 90-day, you know, sprints. Like, oh, I got to recruit real hard for the next 10 days. And then, you know, take 3 months off. And then, you right. know, you go through the same thing. Don't just hire the people that you like, right? I think that's part of that long-term plan. Like, you have a goal of what you want your office, you want your culture to look like. You
have
know,
some diversity.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure that your office is diverse and looks like what your plan looks like. Doesn't look like just you looking in a mirror, right? And then, you know that, you know what, you may have an amazing system, but know that you can always improve, yeah. right? Don't just sit back and say, gosh, you know, don't get, I like to call it being romantically involved with the process. Don't just say, this is the way I've done it for forever, right? I've always just sprinted every 90 days. Or, you know, this particular recruiting, you know, system that I use has just...
Smile and dial is the only thing
exactly,
that works.
Exactly. Smile and dial is the only thing that works. You know, adapt, right? Stay on top. Stay up to date. That's really what this podcast and Prospect Boomerang, our company, is really all about. And then lastly, make sure you train your agents.
Yeah.
You know, there's no replacement for training, right? I don't even know how to expand on that. How do you say make sure you train your agents and that not just makes sense?
So let me put one more thing on this and then we can yeah. wrap up. Okay. Look at your office like it's a mutual fund. Okay. A mutual fund means it has a whole bunch of different investments in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of those investments are going to win.
Yeah.
Some of those investments are not going to win.
Yeah.
Overall, collaboratively, they're going to win at a higher rate because the risk is spread over your hedge. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to training, here's one of the things I struggled with early on with training. I like to train, but it always killed me whenever I trained someone and they were good and they had it going on. And then for whatever reason, they left and went somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I have to not. I had to learn that it was more important to me that they actually had my stamp as a manager of how good they were at what they did,
yeah,
and how well trained they were, and how they could stand on their own 2 feet. Because I'm not a feather the nest kind of guy, right? I think we all know that. But I want people. Whenever somebody bumps into somebody and they say, "Oh yeah, well he worked at this office with Matt," they're going to go, "No wonder why he knows what he's doing," right?
Yeah,
that's absolutely how a manager should look at it.
Absolutely, and that agent, if they go someplace else or when they go someplace else, and it's not the same experience, and maybe that production drops or whatever, they're going to remember that. They're going to remember that as well, right? Those are the ones that always come back.
Yep, and the other ones that and the other thing that you'll run into is you know the other thing that you'll run into is a well-trained agent in the marketplace has a certain sense of pride about them,
mm-hmm.
right? So they see other agents that are not really doing what they need to be doing in the market and all that kind of stuff, and they're like, you know, I kind of know what I'm doing. I've got people 6 months in the business that understand certain things better than people that have been years and years and years in the business, right? And so now all of a sudden they got a different sense of pride. How do you think that works when it comes to competing on a listing appointment? You think that helps?
You think?
Yeah, it absolutely makes a difference.
Yep.
So some of your investments in that mutual fund, some of them you're going to lose on,
yep.
right? Okay. And it hurts, right? And other ones, right? You're just going to make a little bit of investment and it's just going to overall kill it. But your mutual fund / your office / your company is going to win in the long run because you've hedged that because you've done the right thing the whole way through.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So guys, you know, if we've gone through this list and you're like, man, all five of those things that caused me to fail. You know, I'm doing those. You know, don't, you know, from Joe Dirt again, right? Don't go have a Wham burger and sit around eating some French fries.
Coming back to Joe Dirt.
Right? Let's change it. You know, the whole purpose is to get better every single day, even if it's 1%, yep. To make sure that, you know, our office grows and is successful, you know, for the long haul, to the end of that long-term plan. So, guys, if you are listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. That's when you start that.
That's
one.
Just karma saying, "Hey, you want to fail? I'll
show you how to fail." Exactly. Karma's you tried, on your six, baby. You were throwing shade all over the place today. Here it comes with Ditcher. Hit the button and subscribe and follow those podcast channels. If you're watching us on YouTube, all of our videos are on YouTube now. Make sure you hit that red button at the bottom and subscribe. Hit that bell right beside of it. That lets you get notified every single time that we put forth a new episode into the interwebs.
The podcatosphere.
Yeah, the podcatosphere. Yes, I assume it's like a catheter.
No catheter.
Yes. Into the
podcatosphere.
Into the ecosphere. We'll just call it ecosphere.
Podcast-osphere.
Matt mentioned earlier, you know, about the sales guide. I want to make sure you guys have the opportunity to get that. Should you want a copy of our you know, how to do the perfect sales meeting, just email us and say, "Hey, you know, can I get that sales meeting?" And I'll make sure that we get that to you ASAP. The reason we do things like that is, you know, why do we do that, Matt?
Because we just want to be part of the win.